The Pain Mistress, Episode 8, BDSM Auctions. BDSM auctions can be oh so hot.
I love to check out all the pets.
So you have to know what you're getting. This is Mistress Sloan. If you're going to buy something or someone at an auction, you have to know what you're getting. If I'm looking for a nice-sized cock, I don't want to get my purchase home and find out he's got one the size of a pencil. Although, if I am looking for a small penis wimp to humiliate, and I get him home and find out there's a python in those pens, I'll adjust. Of course, you know, if you're getting a sissy, they're usually all slutted out in their panties and bra, makeup on their face, turning them into a trailer park whore. Some things, though, take a little investigation.
This is Mistress Christine, and you have to check out the merchandise right away. I mean, you don't want to buy something that you're just going to have to return. All that messy paperwork, needing to look for receipts. Who wants that hassle? All those pretty submissives lined up, letting the dominants in the room run their hands over them, probe their little holes, asking them naughty personal questions. It gets me so hot. Asking a sissy, dressed up like a slut, if she likes to suck cock, or a naked subboy, if he's ever had a dildo shoved inside him. Those are delicious moments, especially if their faces turn all red, and they look away, humiliated and embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Miss Delia, and auctions aren't just for submissives. Oh, no, they're not. I had the recent experience of going to my favorite fetish club and being asked to participate in an auction. I thought it was to get a nice sub to play with me and Jack, but the organizer explained it was a dominance auction. All the subs would get to bid on the doms, and the lucky winning submissive would get to spend an hour being used and tormented. Well, I had the hour of going last and strode up on stage, dressed in my black leather bustier, leather thong, and my thigh-high 6-inch stiletto heels, cracking a whip with one hand and carrying the strap-on I'd be using later on in my other. I gave that winning subby the session of his life. Now, with the Pain Mistresses, you will learn how to experience both physical and emotional pain.
We're waiting for you.
Until next time.
Aren't you curious? Oh, come on, admit it. You are. This is Mistress Sloan of www.femdom-domain.com.
And this is Mistress Christine of MistressPhoneSexCalls.com.
And this is Mistress Delia of BegForMistress.com. You can read any one of us at thepainmistress.com/blog or give us a call at 800-730-7415.